Is this training budget a joke? When is a budget line not a budget line? When your team thinks it's just for show. This is one step up from a knock-knock joke, I know, but it highlights a real issue. When is a budget line not a budget line? When your team thinks it's just for show. Real money, real confusion. A colleague in human resources told me team members often view a company's professional development budget line as internal marketing, not real dollars available for professional growth. This seemed hard to believe. Then I recalled an experience. I designed and used for the better part of a decade an annual performance evaluation that asked each team member to choose a professional development goal for the coming year. With these agreed-to goals in place, I created the professional development budget. It was there to support what people aimed to accomplish. The entire team saw this budget every 2 months throughout the year. Still, I encountered an odd pattern. When we revisited that goal during the next round of evaluations, individuals had rarely taken initiative to make progress. One person's response? Oh, I didn't know the professional development budget money was actually available. It's possible this was a disingenuous excuse. It's also possible the piecemeal approach we were taking unintentionally gave the impression that skills development was an around-the-edges thing, not a serious company effort or clear expectation. The team had a hard time seeing the catalytic opportunity a goal and a budget line item can be. What's the PS to your budget's story? You've probably heard that a budget tells a story. It appears sometimes the PS is the most important. What's the PS you should be highlighting with your team when you share the coming year's budget? What resources, opportunity, or expectations seem clear to you in the numbers but may be sailing over your leaders' heads? Truly transformative training. Shifting from individual initiative to a shared team approach to professional development has impact. It grows, aligns, and supports your team while improving return on investment across budget categories. There's less static, drama, and unproductive quote-unquote freelancing when everyone is using the same system and processes. Here's the journey when you decide to prioritize leadership development by training your leaders in the shared core four management approach. 1, discovery, two-way learning about your company's unique strengths and needs, and core four content and proven results. We confirm we're a match. Want to start the conversation? Email Jean, J-E-A-N, at core4.com. 2 and 3. Take these steps in either order, company assessment and training proposal. If you're ready to proceed with a proposal, the assessment opens the engagement. But if you prefer a standalone assessment first, assessment fees offset against full engagement costs when you move ahead with Core 4 training. 4, training sessions. Training sessions are in person at your site and involve a 2-hour intro followed by 4 3-hour trainings spaced about 6 weeks apart. Your team trains together and practices new skills between sessions. 5, coaching. Integrative coaching for each leader helps customize the system to your needs. 6, certification available. To become a certified Core 4 leader, a team member takes the training, participates in coaching, and passes a test. A digital badge shows you're certified. Ongoing education required annually to keep certification active. Time frame, custom to you, typically a 4-month minimum from assessment to fully trained. Results, Core 4 clients tend to be passionate about their results. From nationally known brands like Auntie Anne's to leading age / Ziegler 200 senior services communities, to smaller companies navigating complex team dynamics, I'd love to put you in touch with a happy client, the only kind Core4 has.